KSL News Time 549. Triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Still a little heavy and slow as you're making your way southbound on I-15 from 6 South downtown until about 106 South in Sandy. Northbound I-15 heavy and slow between 123rd and 72nd, and the West Belt stacked up and slow southbound between I-80 and 3500 South. Dave Meekum.
East and the East Belt is going to be slow to match that. If you're southbound I-215 East, 4500 South, down to Knutson's Corner, construction causing that problem as it does daily. If you're southbound coming over the point, got those delays round around the county line. Pretty slow coming down through SR-92. It improves a little bit at that point, but really not out of those delays until you clear 1500 North and Lehigh, Mark.
Well, once you get over all of those delays in South Salt Lake, northbound I-15, then you're going to hit them again, 6 North out of downtown to the North Interchange, then continuing in Davis County with the slowdowns really between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. Looks like earlier wreck at around State Street in Farmington is not causing any huge delays anymore. On Highway 89, you still have those overflow delays up into Fruit Heights and approaching I-84. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.